Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A meeting worth putting on your calendar. BIF for 2016. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Improving the beef industry through performance evaluation. That's what the Beef Improvement Federation is all about. And they're gearing up for their 2016 annual conference in mid-June this year at Kansas State University in Manhattan. According to CalCap production specialist Dr. Bob Weber of K-State, this is going to be an outstanding meeting, and cattle producers, including cow-calf operators from throughout the region, are invited to be a part of it.
The target audience really is cow-calf producers and seed stock producers and those interested in genetic improvement. BIF's mission is really to sort of promulgate performance testing strategies and methods and standardize those methods. But an outgrowth of that effort really has been the BIF conference, and each year brings together leading researchers and producers as speakers at the event to discuss the issues of the day and really help kind of envision our future as seed stock and commercial beef producers, and how do we build a better product for consumers here and around the world.
This conference annually is full of the latest information on beef genetics research and associated topics. The first general session for 2016 will be looking at opportunities for the beef value chain, hoping to meet consumer demand for beef more effectively.
One of the things we wanted to do in this year's program was to really maybe take a little bit of a step back and help us maybe envision where we're headed more completely. And that's kind of what this session's designed to do. And so, you know, it takes a broader look at the beef business and where we need to get to in terms of, in some ways, in product merit, but also some other attributes in the value chain. You know, most of us think of ourselves as cattlemen. Well, at the end of the day, we're really food producers. And how do we think about and communicate with our customers about that process and transition and perspective?
The conference, set this year for June 14th through the 17th, will also be focusing on protecting producer profit for the future.
The day before, we kind of get the view of what's the end of the value chain going to look like moving forward. We wanted to sort of flip it around then and look at, well, what do we have to do to make sure that our cow-calf producers in particular make a living? Because ultimately, sustainability in our business requires profit and long-term profit. And that's an important concept for us to get our heads around from a genetic standpoint, obviously. Genetics play a big role in cow-calf production and beef production in general. So getting our head around the cow-calf sector and beef production more broadly as a systems perspective to really think about where those opportunities lie and what we need to do to make our system more efficient and more profitable.
For more information, head to the Beef Improvement Federation website, beefimprovement.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company commercial female sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins, Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website, www.griswoldcattle.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.